This is a Bikias recording for Tainis Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Excuse me. Now, the beginning of Yud Ches Amud Beis is really in the middle of a long kasha that we have on whether or not Rabbi Yochanan paskin a certain way. So we have to move back a little bit, and just to clarify the issue over here. But it shouldn't be too difficult to figure out what we're trying to do. So we had a psak in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So we said the Rabbi Yochanan paskins halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that when there is a day on the Megillas Tainis, you're not allowed to fast or give a hesped, or maybe hesped is different. Perhaps we established on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, maybe hesped is allowed, but you're not allowed to fast the day before or the day afterwards. So then we asked at the very last line of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan always passes like a Stam Mishnah. And then we quoted a Stam Mishnah which says that when it comes to reading the Megillah early. Now, if for those who learned Maseches Megillah, you know that there is a concept of reading the Megillah early. And we said that the days prior, if you read the Megillah early, you're allowed to give a hesped and a tainis on those particular days, even though you're going to be really reading the Megillah. It doesn't make it like Purim that you're not allowed to have a hesped or a tainis on that day. So, okay, so then we're trying to figure out, and that's where we really left off. We're in the middle of trying to figure out what day of the month are we talking about over here. So Rava made a statement. He says it can't be the 14th or the 15th because those, says Megillas Tainis, you cannot give a hesped or a Tainis on those days. Then Rava said, okay, so what are we talking about? Or, I'm sorry, not Rava. So we said it must be we're talking about the 13th day of the month of Adar. Really, in other words, we're talking about people who celebrate normal Purim, B'nai Arbesar. That's probably, we're picking it up from the sixth thin line. I think it's the sixth. V'kakari levitalesar. And they read the Megillah on the 13th day. So we say, nah, Yom Nikonor, who? That's Yom Nikonor. That's another one of the days in Megillah's Tainis. So you're not allowed to have a Hesped of Tainis anyway. V'ilu b'nai Arbesar v'kakari levitalesar. They must be reading it on the 12th. No, Yom Turinus, who? That's Yom Turinus. And that's another day in the Megillah's Tainis. You're not allowed to fast or give a Hesped. So El Alav, the only way the Stam Mishnah could work is the Kakari Le B'chadesar. You're reading the Megillah on the 11th. And if you remember the opening Mishnah in Megillah, that's the earliest you could ever read the Megillah. So they're reading on the 11th day of Adar, the Katani, and the Mishnah says, Mutter Behesped of Atinus. So we say it's Mutter Behesped of Atinus. So if you just figure out what we're talking about here, it's the day before Yom Turinus, and Rabbi Yossi would hold, you're not allowed to have a Hesped and a Atinus on that day, and Rabbi Yochanan says you are, because Allah is like the Stam Mishnah. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi? He should not allow you to have a Hesped and a Atinus on the 11th. Gemara says, no, lo, b'nei arbasar, it's people who celebrate normal Purim, because karela b'treisar, and they are reading it on the 12th. Ah, v'dekamret yom terinus, who, you think it's yom terinus, you said, ah, it's yom terinus, how could you have a hesped atinus? Yom terinus guve betule batluhu, right? So he says, yom terinus was canceled. As we pointed out last time, a lot of the festivals in Megillas Tainis get canceled when they no longer apply or when something else happens. In this case, ho'il v'ner gubo shmaya v'achia achiv. Right, because these two individuals, Shmaya and Achiah, were killed on that day, so they canceled Yom Turinus. Kihad Rav Nachman, similar to the case of Rav Nachman, Gazar Tanisa b'Treisar, he made a Tainis on the 12th day of Adar. Amru Le Rabbanan, wait a second, Yom Turinus, it's Yom Turinus. Amru Lehu, Yom Turinus, Betule Batluho v'ner gubo Shmaya v'Achiah Achiv. Because Shmaya and Achiah were killed on that day, and therefore they canceled Yom Turinus, and therefore you can still hold like Rabbi Yossi, and you're allowed to have Hesped HaTainis on that day, because it's not Yom Turinus. I ask the Gemara, v'tepeglei d'hava Yom Shelifnei Nikonor. Still, you shouldn't be allowed to, because it's the day before Nikonor day. So Amar Rav Ashi, hashta ihu gufei batlu mishum Yom Nikonor nekum v'nigzar. Right? Says I don't understand. We canceled Yom Turinus. We're going to make a gzera. You can't have Hesped HaTainis because there's an upcoming holiday. Obviously, we made this day into a negative day, and therefore we don't observe the regular heterim, the regular dinim of Rabbi Yossi that you're not allowed to have it. So, okay, so now the Gemara is just going to say, fine, we settled this. Rabbi Yochanan Pasuk is like Rabbi Yossi. You're not allowed to have a Hesped HaTainis the day before a day in Megillas Tainis either. And Shmuel Paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that day before and day after are fine. So now we just want to clarify, what are these actual days? My Nikonor, my Turinus. What are these days of Yom Nikonor, Yom Turinus? Titania, we have the following brisa. Nikonor echad me aparche yivanim haya Right, so he was one of these Greek officers, and every single day he would wave his hands against Yehuda and Yerushalayim va'omer, and he would say, when are you going to fall into my hands? The Armanasena, and I'm going to take over. When am I going to be able to finally take over Yerushalayim? And then finally, when the Chashmonaim, when the Maccabees overcame the Greeks, and they kicked the Greeks out of Yerushalayim. Katzatzu bahonos yada v'raglav. They cut off his thumbs and his big toes. V'talum b'shar Yerushalayim, and they hung them in the gates of Yerushalayim. V'amru pesha hayam edaber begaiva v'yadayim shayam enifos al Yerushalayim. This mouth that spoke so arrogantly against God in Yerushalayim, and these fingers, these thumbs and hands that waved at Yerushalayim. Ta'aseh b'hem nekama. We have now taken revenge upon them. Okay, so that's Yom Nikna. They defeated this Roman general. I think he was the last one on the list of the people Antiochus sent, according to the various accounts of the Hanukkah story. So my Turinus. So what is the Yom Turinus? Amru kishabikesh Turinus larogas lulinus upapus achiv beludkia. There was this fellow of Turinus. He wanted to kill Lulinus and Pappus, these two brothers. Rashi just says these were great tzaddikim in the city of Ludkia. Amar lahem, imei ame shel Chananya Mishael v'Azaria atem. If you guys are from the nation of Chananya Mishael v'Azaria, the three famous characters who were thrown into the Kibshon Ha'esh, and Hashem saved them. Yavo ale elokechem v'yatzel eschem. Let your God save your lives. Miyadi, from my hands. Keder she'itzos Chananya Mishael v'Azaria, the same way he saved them. So he's saying, I'm the Nebuchadnezzar. Sorry, I keep reading too early. The same way he saved them from Nebuchadnezzar. So basically what he's saying to them is, I'm going to throw you into a fire. I'm going to try to kill you. And if your God really thinks you're as great as those guys, you should be saved. Or if your God is even functioning anymore, you should be saved from me. So Amru lo, they said back, these two great tzaddikim said back to Turinus, they said, Chananya Mishael v'Azaria tzaddikim gemurim hayu. Chananya Mishael v'Azaria were full tzaddikim. V'ru'uyin hayu li'yeshuos. Lahem nes. Right? They were worthy of Hashem performing a miracle on their behalf. V'Nebuchadnezzar melech hagun hayu. V'ra'uy le'yasos nes al yado. And Nebuchadnezzar was a proper king, and he was worthy to be the subject of a nes. V'oso Russia, but you, literally they say, this evil one, meaning you, Turinus, Head Yodhu, you're a fool, you're a nobody. Ve'ino roi le'esos nes al yado. You're not worthy of having a nes done through you. Va'anu nischayavnu kloya lamakam. We are chayav misa. Obviously, the fact that we are being killed now is not indicative of you and your power at all. Rather, it's just the fact that we did something wrong and we are destroyed. We are chayav to be killed by Hashem. Vim ein atahar horgenu. So he says, if you don't kill us, harbe horgim yesh lo lamakom v'harbe dubin v'arayos yesh lo lamakom v'olamo shepogin banu v'horgin osanu. There are many different killers that Hashem could sick upon us. There are many bears and lions that Hashem has in his world who could find us and kill us. So we're not afraid of you. We know that this is a punishment that's coming to us from Hashem. So why did Hashem send this to us? Because he sent us. Why did Hashem send us to you? Because he wants to pay you back for killing us, right? So he says. So he says that we're going to be the source of your downfall. That you killed us, even though we got what we deserved. You're going to get paid back for killing us. Af al pichin. Even so, horgan miyad. Right, he killed them immediately. Amru, it is said, Lo zazu misham achabo diulfe meromi upatsu es mocho be gizrin. So he did not even leave that place, meaning he didn't even get a chance to leave until two capitals came from Rome, and they were representatives of the Roman government, and they smashed his head with their wooden pieces of wood. So he was killed immediately on the spot. And Rashi just points out that these two brothers were tzaddikim gemurim, and for some reason they were not worthy of being saved, but it wasn't because they weren't tzaddikim gemurim like Chananya Mishael v'Azaria. Maybe it was just because this fellow was not worthy of a miracle happening through him. Okay, Obviously, there's a lot more to these stories, but we'll just leave it at that. It's worthwhile to read the Rashi of Lutkia. He says that's the city of Lud, and he has a statement over there that we're not going to spend time on right this second. Okay, the Mishnah said we don't start a series of fasts starting on a Thursday. We don't start a series of fasts on a Rosh Chodesh. And if they were fasting on a Tzara, then in the Tzara was healed, was taken care of. Let's say they're fasting for rain, and then it started pouring rain, so they should finish off the fast. So v'kamahi haschala. What does it mean that they started the fast? So I'm not sure if this is referencing back to the Mishnah that's saying you don't start the fast on a Thursday, don't start the fast on Rosh Chodesh, or it's referencing you know finishing off the fast, meaning what does it mean that you started? Either way, it makes sense. Rav Acha Amar Shalosh. Rav Acha says three. Rav Asi Amar Achas. Even one fast, meaning even if you were fasting one day, you don't complete the fast, and you don't start such a fast on a Thursday. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Zu Div Rav Meir. Shamar Mishum Rav Gamliel. This is Rav Meir name of Rav Gamliel. Avol Chachamim Omrim. Racham say misane umashlim. You do fast out till the end. Darash marzutra mishmeid rafuna halacha misane umashlim. And the halacha is you finish out the fast, even if the problem you're fasting for gets taken care of in the middle. You fast it out till the end. All right, let's begin the next parak. Says the Mishnah Seder Tanya Seila Amor Berevi Rishona. All the order of the fasting that we have said thus far is when it comes to the first early rainfalls. Aval tzmachim sheshanu. But let's say the plants have sprouted in a weird way. Matrian aleihem miyad. Then you automatically jump to the type of fasting where we blow shofar and we cry out and we do all the things immediately. V'chein shepasku geshamim ben geshem legeshem arboim yom. And if it started raining, but then it stopped between the sets of rainfall more than 40 days, matrian aleihem, then automatically you jump to the serious fasting. V'nei shehi makas bitzoras. That's some type of a major famine. It's a major problem over there. Yordu letzmachin, avalo yordu leilan. Let's say it rained enough to affect the small plants, but not enough for the trees. Leilan velo letzmachin, or the flip side, it was helping the trees, but not the smaller plants. Lezel lezel velo leboros leshichin umaros, and it was good enough for all the vegetation, but it wasn't good enough for the reservoirs. Matrian aleihem miyad. So then you start with the serious fasting right away. B'chein ir shelo yardu aleh gishamim. Also, if there is a specific city that did not receive sufficient rainfall, dichsiv, as it says, v'himtarti al ir achas v'al ir achas lo amtir. Right, so chelka achas tamtir. Right, so you can have a situation where one city receives rainfall and one city does not receive rainfall, or even a portion of it gets rainfall and the other portion does not get rainfall. So these are all considered divine punishments. And under these circumstances, Osa ha'ir misane umatras. That particular city should fast, and they could blow shofar. Meaning they should have to go right to the serious level of fasting. V'chol sviv osel misanos velo matrios. And all the surrounding cities do not. They can fast, but they don't have the serious services and the shofar blowing. Rabbi Kiva matrios velo misanos. This is just the opposite. You should have the davening and the shofar, but you should not. You should not observe the actual fasting. Okay, I know we're in the middle of the Mishnah, but for now we're going to hold here until the next we do the next Amud.